Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a surprise Tuesday J6 hearing bombshell edition. It's a bombshell edition, Fancy Brian. Lots of bombshells today. Here's a big breaking news story. Dom returns a little bit later in the big show. So if you missed him, good, but he's back. Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel Maggie Dawn joining us in the happy hour as well. Always happy when Maggie Dawn comes around. But Fancy Brian, this hearing has been transfixing. It's been compelling. Man, it's had me on the edge of my seat. And lots of new news. And this is, as far as congressional hearings go, best one ever. I'm serious. Best one I've ever seen. This one had drama. And it was kind of damning to the former president. First and foremost, Fancy Brian, love you, man. Thanks for working hard today. Evan here in the world headquarters as well, lightly screening the calls. We can take your reaction to the J6 hearing, the bombshells contained therein, at 844-967-2789. But my takeaway, Trump tried to choke a bitch. And in this case, it was a Secret Service agent.
He did not do a good job.
Wow. Today is a wow kind of day. Also, Trump wanted to what? Wanted more armed insurrectionists at the pre-coup speech. Apparently, you know, always quite concerned about the crowd size. Pissed off at the Secret Service for denying so many for bringing weapons.
They're not going to hurt me. You know, they're bringing those for other people, apparently.
So anyways, let's get to a couple of the takeaways from the big bombshell. First and foremost, this was completely unexpected, right? They came out of nowhere with this thing. And the lead, Cassidy Hutchinson, oh, she was compelling. I mean, finally, a woman of courage. Not many of them, but she was a Republican. She was the chief of staff to what, Mark Meadows? Let's see what the Washington Post reporting. The Congressional Committee investigating the J6 2021 insurrection held a surprise hearing Tuesday. Surprise, surprise, surprise. That featured a key witness, Cassidy Hutchinson, who was the top aide to former President Donald Trump's chief, Mark Meadows. Hope he sells a lot of books. He's going to need that money for a good effing criminal defense attorney. Hutchinson is not a household name, but she's become central to the committee's investigation, sitting for a series of taped interviews and being the only live witness at Tuesday's hearing. In the live testimony, Hutchinson provided an intimate, detailed, and shocking look inside the West Wing at the president, specifically on the day of the attack. And here are some of the most stunning, and there were some stunners, the most stunning of her revelations about Trump. Number one. There's a list. Number one, Trump knew his supporters had weapons and encouraged them to march on the Capitol, and he wanted to go too. Trump was down. Hell, Trump was livid. They weren't letting him go to the Capitol. Hutchins, and what have I said a couple of times, Fancy Brand? The only thing this coup lacked for was Trump showing up at the scene of the crime. Had Trump shown up at the Capitol, there's a much better chance the coup attempt would have been successful.
Or at least he get to claim for, or declare martial law. Not claim, but declare martial law.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me Trump could declare his mileage.
I don't even think he knows how to do that.
Hutchinson, now she was the key witness, testified that Trump was informed that his supporters were in D.C. armed to the teeth. On the morning of January 6th, she said Meadows and Trump were informed that Trump supporters came to his Stop the Steal rally at the Ellipse armed with weapons, pepper spray, knives, brass knuckles, stun guns, body armor, gas mask, batons, and blunt weapons. The committee also played police calls reporting people with AR-15s, like cops spotting people marching down with AR-15s. Hutchinson said that Tony Arredondo, the deputy chief of staff who served as liaison for the Secret Service, told Meadows on the morning of January 6th something to the effect of, "And these effing people are fastening spears on the top of flagpoles." Trump was mad that the Secret Service wasn't letting these armed supporters through security, said Hutchinson, who was in a tent with the president before his rally speech. Here's a quote, according to the reporting. "I was in the vicinity of a conversation when I overheard the president say something to the effect of, 'You know, I don't even care that they have weapons. They're not here to hurt me.'" Not there to hurt Trump. No, she didn't do the voice, but I did. You know, because I like doing it, sort of. I know how the people clamor for it. Trump then went on stage and repeatedly told his supporters, "We're going to walk down to the Capitol." Yes, Fancy.
I'm just saying, if they're there for him and he's saying that, that's true, then how can they also claim that they were Antifa? Because if there was even one Antifa person there armed, wouldn't you want them to not be armed?
Let's not give the righties or the Fox News or CJ any bright ideas, because let's not muddy the water. This is a pretty clear-cut case. We know what the president knew, and when he knew it, he knew days. Certainly he knew the morning of January 6th. The people were showing up armed, and Trump was pissed they weren't letting them through. And more than that, Trump was livid they weren't taking him down to the Capitol building. Number two, Trump wrestled. They're calling it wrestled. He wrestled with the Secret Security agent to go to the Capitol. I would have paid money to see that. You know, like the video, there's got to be a camera somewhere where that's captured. Trump, like, trying to come over. They call it the Beast, right? The presidential limousine. And he's got a driver up front, but he's in the back of a limo. And, you know, suddenly he becomes aware of the fact they're not taking him to the Capitol. You know, he can't put the cherry on the top of the coup de grace. You know what I'm saying? See what I did there? But anyways, coup de grace, coup d'etat, just for the slow ones. You, CJ, I did it for you. Let me just read here. After the speech, Trump got back in his heavily fortified limousine and literally tried to wrestle the steering wheel away from the head of his security. According to Hutchinson, who seemed quite credible to me, who said she was repeating what she heard from Arredondo. He apparently was in the room. Secret Service decided it was too dangerous to let Trump go. They were still trying to angle. They wanted him to go. Trump definitely wanted to go. Here's how Hutchinson relayed what she heard from Arredondo. And we've got a lot of the sound. We'll play it, but, you know, play with me. Work with me, folks. The president said something to the effect of,
"I'm the effing president. Take me to the Capitol now."
To which Robert Engel, the head of Secret Service detail, responded, "Sir, we have to go back to the West Wing." The president reached up towards the front of the vehicle to grab at the steering wheel. Mr. Engel grabbed his arm. I wonder if it was a frail arm, small hands. "Sir, you need to take your hand off the steering wheel. We're going back to the West Wing. We're not going to the Capitol." Mr. Trump then used his free hand to lunge towards Bobby Engel. Hutchinson testified and said Arredondo motioned to his clavicles to describe a kind of choking motion. President tried to choke out a Secret Service agent. I mean, it's one thing when they drive past the Baskin Robbins, sir, I can understand your frustration. But when you want a coup d'etat against your own vice president, they won't take you down there. oh, man, that's got to really get under a guy's skin.
Lucky for the Secret Service agent, he can barely hold a hamburger with two hands.
Well, here's the other interesting part. He likes to, you know, sort of make declaratory sentences with food, chucking food around the White House. Trump threw dishes regularly. You know, I'd like to do that. You know, my wife wouldn't permit it, but I'd like to be able to, you know, just, damn it, I hate meatloaf, chuck, you know, just chuck it. Hutchinson was also in the room on December 1st, 2020, when Trump learned that his then Attorney General, William Barr, said in an interview with the Associated Press that there was no evidence of widespread election fraud that would call into question President Biden's win. As Hutchinson is quoted, I remember hearing noise coming from down the hallway, so I poked my head out of the office. Hutchinson testified. She said she saw the White House valet entering the dining room, changing the tablecloth on the dining room table. He motioned for me to come in and then pointed towards the front of the room near the fireplace mantle, where I first noticed there was ketchup dripping down the wall and there's a shattered porcelain plate on the floor. Probably the Lincoln china. You know, they get the good stuff. It's not like he's throwing around a plate he bought at Walmart. She went on. The valet had articulated the president was extremely angry at the Attorney General's AP interview and had thrown his lunch against the wall. Hardly seems the type to waste a good burger. Under questioning from Cheney, Hutchinson said this was not the first time the president had thrown dishes when he was mad. I bet he's been doing it his whole life. Right, petulant little punk? I mean, it's good for show. You know, just smash, break that dish. Choke a Secret Service agent. You know, coup or bust, baby. You know, he wanted to. He wanted to be there. And we now know the President of the United States was well informed about the danger of the crowd. But his perception, well, they're not dangerous to me. They're dangerous to, you know, other people. Like, let's say, Mike Pence. That was a point of note again today. Hutchinson was the one that said Trump was all down for hanging Mike Pence. In fact, if I understood the testimony today, she said that Trump thought Pence deserved to be hanged. Friends like these, who needs enemies? Come back, Devil's Advocates, a stunning, a bombshell Tuesday J6 hearing. Surprise!
And there are chokers. They choke.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Don't drive angry. Don't drive angry.